Hear the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Doctrine of the New Church, portion of Arcana Celestia, number 9937. Talking about what it means for the Lord to bear or carry sins. What is meant by bearing or carrying sins can be seen from the bearing itself of iniquities or sins by the Lord. For the Lord bears them when he fights for a person against the hells, because a person cannot fight against these from himself. But the Lord alone does this, and indeed continually for every person, but with a difference, according to his reception of divine good and divine truth. When the Lord was in the world, he fought against all the hells and completely subjugated them. From this, he also became righteousness, or the opposite of those evils. Thus, he redeemed from damnation those who received divine good and truth from him. Unless this had been done by the Lord, no person could have been saved. For insofar as the Lord does not move them back, the hells are constantly with a person and have dominion over him. And the Lord moves the hells back in proportion as the person desists from evils. He who once conquers the hells conquers them to eternity. And in order that this might be done by the Lord, he made his human divine. He, therefore, who alone fights for a person against the hells, or what is the same thing, against evils and falsities, for these are from the hells, is said to bear sins, for he alone supports this burden. When it is understood that he bore our sins refers to his temptations, it can be known what is signified by all that is said in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah concerning the Lord, in which, from beginning to end, the state of his temptations is treated of. Thus the state in which he was while he fought with the hells. For temptations are nothing else than combats with the hells. This state is thus described. Who has believed our report? And upon whom has the arm of Yehovah been revealed? And he shall go up before him as a tender branch and as a root from an arid land. He has no form nor honor that we should see him, nor appearance that we should desire him. He is despised and forsaken of men, a man of pains and knowing sickness, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we thought nothing of him. Surely our sicknesses he has carried, and our pains he has borne the burden of them. And we reckoned him plagued, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced from our transgressions. He was crushed from our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was on him, and in his bruises we are healed. All we as the flock have gone astray. We have turned each man to his own way, and Yahuwah has brought upon himself the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, and he opened not his mouth. As an animal of the flock that is brought to the butchering, and as a ewe before her shearers is mute, and he opened not his mouth. From restraint and from judgment he was taken. And who shall contemplate his generation? For he was severed from the land of the living. On account of the transgression of my people, a plague was upon him, that he might put the wicked in their grave and the rich in their deaths, because he had not done violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. And it delighted Yehovah to crush him. He has made him sick. If thou shouldst set his soul as a guilt offering, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the delight of Yahuwah shall prosper by his hand. From the labor of his soul he shall see. He will be satisfied. By his knowledge my just servant shall justify many, for he shall bear the burden of their iniquities. Therefore will I part to him a portion among the many, that with the numerous he may part the spoil, because he poured out his soul to death, and he was counted with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen.